This is Ozarks Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. When Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art opened on 11-11-11, we knew that the art scene in Northwest Arkansas would change, and so it has. And you can look just a few blocks away from Crystal Bridges to see evidence of that. Daniel Hintz is executive director at Downtown Bentonville, Inc., and joins me. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Kyle. How about yourself?
Very good. Fair to say it's an emerging art scene in Bentonville?
It is an emerging art scene in Bentonville, and I think the community is wrapping their loving arms around this. Both artists and non-artists alike are really getting excited about the opportunities that are available for folks in the downtown Bentonville area.
Of course, we're just on the cusp here of Norman Rockwell, and that's going to bring a lot of people. You have 21C that just opened up with an amazing modern collection.
Yes.
And by modern, I mean contemporary.
Yes, yes.
Living artists, art created since the turn of this last century. So you've got that, but there are galleries as well.
Absolutely. On March 16th at Studio 124, which is at 124 Midtown Shopping Center, Dayton Castleman, who is also the museum director over at 21C, is going to be doing an installation piece. Thomas Merritt, it's interestingly enough, the curator and owner of Studio 124, will be having something at Art Northwest, which is Dayton Castleman's space, and that's at 702 Northwest 8th Street. He's going to be opening up a show on March 16th. The Press Room, which is a great coffee house and restaurant in downtown Bentonville. Michelle G. Marshall, she's a botanical photographer. She has a show that will run until the end of March at T.H. Benton's, the Eureka Springs Artist Registry. Zeke Taylor and Raven Dirge of Norberta Philbrook Art Gallery often run a variety of art through that, so you can definitely stop in there. And the Bentonville Convention and Visitors Bureau also has an art gallery in their storefront area. And right now it's Dr. Jim Arkins, who's a Bentonville native, been around for a very, very long time. And then Erica Nelson continues at the Norberta Philbrook Art Gallery. And just to understand that Norberta Philbrook has a lot of artists cycling through there, so they may pop up a highlight. But you can constantly see artists from all over Northwest Arkansas there.
Can I ask what could be a silly question? The name Philbrook, as in the Philbrook in Tulsa?
The Norberta Philbrook Gallery is actually named after one of Zeke Taylor's monkeys that he's famous for. Raven and Zeke are good friends.
Okay.
And so she named one of the monkeys in the piece Norberta Philbrook.
Okay. I've been wondering.
Yeah. So you look at these smaller art galleries and these smaller experiences, but how are some of the major institutions getting involved in the emerging art scene, as you mentioned earlier? 21C, which is a museum that you can sleep in, they're actually offering—
You have to make reservations. Let's point out, you just don't walk in.
No. And they have comfortable couches, but they're not to sleep in.
Yes.
But they're offering docent tours on their current exhibitions and site-specific collection tours. All of these are free and open to the public and offered each Wednesday and Friday at 5 p.m. And then, of course, with Crystal Bridges, you mentioned the Norman Rockwell show that's opening up. Tickets to the American Chronicles, The Art of Norman Rockwell, are on sale. The show runs March 9th through May 27th. Tickets are $12. Members are free. But on top of that, Crystal Bridges also has a wide variety of just events that they're doing throughout the week. You can actually look at their WOW events. Wednesday Over Water. Case DeGario and Chef Jacob Hard do a wonderful job. They're the next one, Wednesday, March 13th, is actually all about water. And they're going to be playing with the whole concept of water. Tickets on that are $30. And members of Crystal Bridges receive a 20% discount. They have a collage-making studio. So in the evening, you want a hot date with someone and want to make a collage, it's a beautiful marriage of those two things.
Is that a thing?
Hey, it's called a first date, I suppose, right? But that's great. Tickets are $40. Membership has its privileges, 10% discount. And then they also have a cultural hour every Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7, where you can come down to 11, just hang out, engage in some great food, great art. And they also have new kids' menus. And so they're really trying to engage the whole family with a lot of those things. You know, and so when you look at sort of special exhibitions, you look at the new gallery shows that are opening up. And then on top of that, you also have a wide variety of festivals and other things that we're planning on doing. We have the Art and Culinary Festival, which is now the entire month of June. We're really grateful to Cox Communications for helping us out with that one. We have the Arts Fete, which is our big opening party on June 1st, the Art Walk, which is our juried art show. on June 7th and 8th, an art market, which is now going to be going starting on June 13th all the way through mid-September.
Oh.
On every Thursday night from 5 to 8, artists can come down and sell their works.
Every Thursday night?
Every Thursday night. So this is almost like a farmer's market, but for artists, solely focused on artists. We have another one called Notes at Night, which is a whole jazz music series. The 4320 Film Competition, which you have 4,320 minutes to produce and show a film, which is awfully wacky.
Break that down. I mean, yeah. 4,320 minutes is
72 hours.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have an art park. So if you really love to just make stuff, you can come down every Saturday morning at the farmer's market from June 15th to the 29th to do things. And then, of course, the special culinary events that are happening throughout that entire month. So right now, we are accepting applications for visual artists to come on board for both the art walk, which is June 7th and 8th, and then also the art market. You can actually go to zapplication.org. It's a great online artist registry, and you can register for that.
And you do not have to be from Bentonville.
No. We're getting folks as far away as California interested in this.
Okay.
And I think as we talk about the impact of Crystal Bridges and 21C Museum Hotel and the type of national buzz that it's creating for not just Bentonville but all of Northwest Arkansas, we're getting on the attention of some the radar screen of some great folks. Even so far as to say that the Bentonville Convention and Visitors Bureau is now doing an artist and gallery inventory right now. And so if you're an artist or a gallery or a showcase for artists somewhere in the city of Bentonville, the Bentonville Convention and Visitors Bureau wants to know about you so we can better incorporate you into the overall scheme of what's happening in Bentonville.
You know, Rosie, I don't know how they keep track of this, but at one point, someone from Crystal Bridges, there was a bit of a notice that said, Rosie the Riveter is the most photographed image there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have many people coming in for this Norman Rockwell, perhaps
mm-hmm.
the most one of two or three most well-known American-born artists of the last century.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
household name.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared for that? I mean, you're going to have a lot of people coming in from not just Eureka Springs or Fort Smith or Tahlequah.
Right.
From further away.
Well, I think, Crystal Bridges continuously amazes both with their staff and mm-hmm. their ability to handle as many people as they've done since they first opened. And they've been able to take all those folks and say, hey, there's some great things happening all over Northwest Arkansas, particularly, you know, in downtown Bentonville. I think we have some great restaurants that can handle that. Just the general experience from the walking trails to everything else going on to Eureka Springs, to Fayetteville, to Rogers. I mean, there's a lot of stuff for people to do all over Northwest Arkansas. And so I think with the amount of folks that will be here for that show, you'll see an impact all over Northwest Arkansas. And we're very appreciative of Crystal Bridges and what they've been able to bring to our region.
Okay, so if you want to know more about any of the arts mm-hmm. in Bentonville,
They can go to our website, downtownbentonville.org, or give our office a call. In this modern era of technology, you can still talk to a human being. Yeah. So feel free to give us a call, 479-254-0254, and just give us a call for a chat.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Mitt Romney rehashes his 2012 loss. And on the Today Show, Jeb Bush says he won't rule out a possible 2016 bid.
I won't, but I'm not going to declare it today either.
President Obama makes several cabinet nominations and sequestration gets real. I'm Lynn Neary. We go another round with Ken Rudin, our political junkie. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation is coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.